This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
There's a very important report that just went live at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. You want to share it from NewsWars.com because they block InfoWars.com on almost every college system, universities, libraries, Boeing, the Pentagon still has leftists in it. They're blocking InfoWars.com there, but not NewsWars.com. Of course, they'll probably start blocking that. We'll have more sites we continue to tell you about to get around the globalists. But Trump was right. Children smuggled, trafficked from migrant caravan. And it's all the proof right there. But, of course, the mainstream media says he's wrong. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, I know there's an awakening happening, and we've been positive, and I want to be positive. But at the same time, the globalists are moving with the mark of the beast, with world government, with sexualizing our children. And it's suddenly activating everywhere. I don't even have to look for it, and it's in my face. And it makes me feel guilty that I'm not doing enough. So just, and I respect you as a pastor. I've been watching you for over a decade online. And so you're, you know, kind of my pastor. How do I deal with this? Because it's not even a guilt thing. It's more, and it's beyond an anger thing. It's beyond frustration. It's like being on fire. And it's kind of a good thing when I'm taking action, but the rest of the time it's just like, I don't know how to explain it. And I guess it's supposed to be there all the time. I know in Ezekiel it talks about, you know, the fire in the bones and won't go away, but it's getting worse because it's like the closer the enemy gets to taking over, I just can't stand it.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. I mean, everybody I think that's doing something always feels like they're not doing enough. Because I have a lot of ministers come around, they see what I'm doing, they say, look, in comparison to what they're doing, they're not doing enough. Here's what I tell people. Everybody must do what you are able to do and within the abilities that God has given to you. God gave you a voice. It goes around the world. Obviously, their voices, they try to silence your voice, but you're still there. You're still doing. So with every fiber of your being, you continue to do it. The same with me. They made up all kinds of lies about me. I ignore it because it's actually funny now. So you just stay focused. And just keep doing what you're doing every day. You know, we felt to run to 300 cities, one-night meetings, and just mobilize leaders. If I can mobilize 100 leaders per city, 300 cities, that's 30,000 leaders in the next 2 years. So what I try to tell people, whether if you're in business, make sure that your business is attached to eternity. Make sure that what you're doing is involving souls and the harvest and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, your business is just for now, and it'll fade away. It will not count 100 years from now. And then anybody, whoever you are in government, ministers, make every shot count. And don't look at the other people that maybe are doing more than you're doing or have a bigger voice than you. Just let your voice be heard and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. So even tonight, before you go to sleep, when you know, just on your bed, just say, Holy Spirit, come. Jesus said you were to be my comforter. Come and teach me. Show me what to do that I can be more effective for you. And then also one of the things I've learned, Alex, that I've got to be careful that I don't get taken down a rabbit hole or run down an area that I'm not supposed to be, because there's a lot of things I can get involved in, and then there's things that I shouldn't get involved in. So I have to stay. I've got to stay with the main mission. What's the main mission? And stay on the main mission, which is igniting the fires for revival and winning souls. And so if I stay with that, everything else is an additive. I remember when we did Killing Uncle Sam, everybody thought I'm going off the rails, but I'm not. I just added that to
so what people have context. Well, what so you now, said is absolutely essential, and it's the key to it, is that it's Christians all over the world that are opposing the world government, the New World Order, because the globalist brainwashing with somebody who really has the Spirit of God in them doesn't work. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we go off the rails. Doesn't mean we don't, you know. No, but it means that we still can really see through it, and it's that discernment we've all got to pray for. And you're absolutely right. And when I've sought the Holy Spirit, is the Holy Spirit just says you need to pray more on there. You need to keep pointing out, get right with God, and then everything else will flow from that. Pastor, revival.com, killingitwithsambook.com. Thank you, and thank you for the great news and your great work and all your great supporters with what you just did on this latest operation. Please keep popping in whenever you have time to give us updates. God bless. All right, we'll be back with Roger Stone. This is big news. And then our reporters are at the border.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. But I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. The number one nationalist, pro-human, pro-Christian, pro-capitalist broadcast in the world. And the most hated, demonized, and lied about broadcast in the world. Cowards and bootlickers run from InfoWars. Patriots who love freedom and hate pedophiles run towards us. We're taking on the monsters, and we're getting victory after victory thanks to all of your support. Now, as everybody knows, I don't cover the whole Russiagate thing in the main every day, the latest BS that comes out of Robert Mueller and all these America-hating Democrats. These 30-something Democrats he's hired that run this operation, Hillary's former top lawyer that helped cover up the foundation, all of it. The people that should be indicted for Russiagate are Robert Mueller and others. I mean, literally, tarmac, uranium, you name it. You know, of course, he got love. He's a great investigative journalist, but a lot of the big breaking stuff he would put out was the New York Times 2015, Hillary Clinton's Russia problem. I mean, that used to be in the news, that he would just go get the latest. And they ask, how'd you know about this? Because everybody knew. So, of course, he's certainly good at building stuff up. He's not just a good writer. You know, he's a good showman. But instead of getting into the minutia of this, there's big developments. They're saying, top story on DrudgeReport.com, and it's on InfoWars.com. Let's put it on screen for TV viewers. That supposedly Paul Manafort visited the Ecuadorian embassy. Now, WikiLeaks is offering millions of dollars if this is true. They say it's total bull. And we've seen stuff out of the news before. Oh, General Flynn admits they're all Russian agents. Yay! They're all, and then, of course, it was a hoax. And the ABC journalist had to resign. So this is all being totally denied. CNN says met with Ecuadorian president. Well, they also say that he took the bust of Martin Luther King out and wasn't going to win the presidency. And thousands and thousands of other bizarre lies that we all know about. So, we've got that. You've got Dershowitz saying Mueller not going to produce balanced, fair report. That's like saying that Robert Mueller breathes air. I mean, this is just a fact. And then the other big news, which is a quote of Roger Stone, and I've heard Roger say this, and I sure hope he's in the wrong. In an article for The Spectator that's linked on drudgereport.com, I'm innocent and I would not take a deal if Mueller offered me one. And then he gets into statements here about how he thinks Trump is not going to run again and why. So we're going to look at that. So first we're going to look at the WikiLeaks Manafort thing. Then we're going to look at this last piece. And then we're going to look at Corsi quoted supposedly in some new book coming out. Who knows if this is true, that he had a secret deal with Trump for immunity and that he had a cover story for Roger Stone about WikiLeaks and all this stuff. And this is getting really weird. So first he says they're telling him to lie, and then he says he's going to plea, and then he says he isn't going to plea, and he isn't going to lie, and now a book that would basically amount to saying that Stone is perjuring himself. I mean, this has got more turns in it than an action-adventure novel. And then there's the other big thing. Paul Manafort does his plea deal. They take it away and say he lied about something, so they're breaking their deal. This is just unbelievable. Roger Stone, my head is spinning at this point, so please, take each point as you'd like. I mean, I just laid out four insane points. What in hell is going on here?
Yeah, it's very hard to get to the bottom of it. First of all, let's start with the question of the president's running for re-election. If you see it in context, what I said was Donald Trump, unlike previous presidents, doesn't need to be president for his self-worth or his self-esteem. This job has cost him $2 billion personally. Unlike the Obamas and the Clintons who made money out of the presidency, this is costing our president. All I said was, if the economy continues to come roaring the back as it has, if he renegotiates the multinational international trade deals to get us better individual trade deals with our trading partners, if he seals our borders, I could see him saying, I have kept all of my promises to the American people and walking away. And he will have gone down as one of our greatest presidents. Just the economic recovery already is historic. So I was not saying that he could not run for re-election. I think he certainly could. But at what cost to himself and his family, Alex? Every single day he's got to put up with the same kind of personal, vicious personal attacks that you and I have to put up with. Only his are worse. So that was my point. This is not based on any internal knowledge. It's just knowing the man. Perhaps he won't run. If he's achieved his goals, he's not hanging on for the status of being president. It's not why he ran.
Well, if they got out of the way, let him restore the republic, he obviously would have ended up leaving. I agree with you. But now he's got to stay in power just to defend himself and his family, and he's a fighter. So I think that he'll end up running again. But I understand your point.
I think you're probably right. And I have said otherwise on the record that if he's under impeachment or if there's any challenge to him, that guarantees that he will run. Guarantees it.
All right. Well, we've also got this linked up on newswars.com, and we're going to have the clarification of this video put out. Roger Stone clarifies statement on President Trump not running in 2020. Now let's move to what's really big here. Daily Caller, where you write a lot of articles, has a story here that is out of control, bizarre, where supposedly Corsi's saying he did a secret cover story for you. We don't even know this is true, that he even said this, and it's in some book, and that you did get WikiLeaks. What in the world is going on here?
Yeah, it's not even logical. Here's what Jerry is saying. He's saying that after my now iconic Podesta tweet, immediately after I contacted him and said, I'm getting great heat for this. I need some cover story. Well, I wasn't getting any heat. Until Podesta's emails were published 6 weeks later, my tweet was not the slightest bit controversial. It kind of went unnoticed. So let me say it again. My tweet was based on Jerry Corsi's original research into the Russian business connections of John and Tony Podesta. 15 days before I said, pardon me, 5 days before I said it would be Podesta's time in the barrel.
Roger, we know what you've said 5,000 times on air. I'm saying, what is this? Is this even true? What's going on with Corsi? What do you know about this ridiculous article?
Here's what we know. A federal prosecutor, when they put the squeeze on you, can get you to say anything. So according to what I have read, Corsi got use immunity for some specific testimony against me, claiming that I had worked with him to concoct some cover story, which is false. Everything I have said about my tweet is true. Now, more importantly, however, where I think Corsi balked was in the next step. They wanted him to say that he or I received documents from WikiLeaks and passed them on to Donald Trump. That is false.
So now we know, and that makes sense, because first he says, okay, I'm going to plea, and now he's not going to plea. And you just saw him basically cheat Manafort, get him to plead, and then they're now double backing on him. This is insane. My Lord, will they have Corsi say that I'm a Russian agent?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, this is the biggest flurry of action in the last 2 years of the ridiculous Russiagate fraud, where people actually involved, from Robert Mueller to Hillary Clinton, to her lawyer, who's the head of prosecution. Yes, the person leading the prosecution of Russiagate is involved in Russiagate. The head prosecutor is literally involved with the foundation for Hillary covering things up. They are now claiming Manafort was at a secret meeting with Assange, and I just left it in the break room. The Guardian's now backpedaling, saying it's not true. This is just like when they said that General Flynn had admitted they were all Russian agents, and it just totally wasn't true. It was a giant lie. Well, now the Guardian is coming out saying, okay, maybe it didn't happen. This is unbelievable. And then now they've got an article in the Daily Caller, of all places. Jerome Corsi says he has defense agreement with Trump, received limited immunity from Mueller, and made up the whole story of him figuring out that the WikiLeaks would be about Podesta and the campaign because they did get it, basically, from WikiLeaks. Totally made up. And this is supposedly in some book. So, I mean, wow. And this fits with, first, of course, he's in all these meetings. Then they're going to indict him. Then he says, okay, well, I'm not going to lie. And then now we're back hearing he will plea bargain. This is making my head spin. So let's go right through this, Roger.
Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary. If you looked at the indictment of the 17 Russian intelligence officials, there is a paragraph that says a U.S.-based journalist was given the passcodes to some site by Guccifer 2.0 and may have downloaded Podesta's emails. Well, that journalist is most certainly not Roger Stone or Alex Jones, that I can tell you. Was it Jerry Corsi and we don't know it? That's certainly a possibility. I find there's huge discrepancies between the Online America interview that Corsi gave 2 days ago and this new book that he has just released. So he's all over the map here. He also claims, for example, that I knew about the Billy Bush NBC grab them by the you-know-what disclosures in advance, and that I asked Jerry to contact Assange to ask Assange to speed up the WikiLeaks disclosures to change the political narrative. Complete fiction. Why would I call Jerry Corsi?
So see, Roger, I think my instincts are right about Corsi, because I'm not trying to be mean here, but we all know what happened when we were there with him earlier this year. I guess it was in, what was it, in January? It was in January. Was it February in D.C. for that press conference we had about the censorship and all the lawsuits? And I don't want to be mean to Corsi, okay? I'm just going to leave it. But he was out of his gourd, and I have all the witnesses falling down. They were calling an ambulance. He stopped breathing. They had to put him in his hotel room bed. He didn't know who he was the next day, and I'm not trying to be mean. Then I see him in this OAN interview, sweating profusely, breathing heavily, and then now he's all over the map. I mean, I expect him to claim I wear a fur hat, you know, and married to Vladimir Putin any moment. I mean, so you're like, oh, he's a hero because now he's come out and said, I won't lie. But then I guess he means he won't lie to a certain extent to incriminate himself and say he was talking to WikiLeaks. Because I know you weren't talking to him. I know I wasn't talking to him. I know you were punched in the stomach when the Billy Bush thing came out and we're, you know, off record kind of like, my God, this may be it. And I said, buck up. This is nothing. It's a bunch of edited crap. Move forward. And I'm not trying to shoot my mouth off here. That's just what happened, Roger. This is a load of crap. And I am not involved with any stinking Russians. Go ahead, Roger.
That's exactly right. I was despondent when the Billy Bush thing came down and you were the one who said, just steady the ship. This too will pass, you said. The country's too upset. And you turned out to be exactly right. So, look, Jerry Corsi's not going to make a very good witness for the government or anyone else because he's all over the map. Even in his
And I'm not going to kiss his ass so he doesn't make stuff up. Just make up whatever you want with that criminal Mueller, that goddamn Russian agent Mueller. Excuse me, Lord, I apologize. Just, oh, my God. Let them march in, that federal prosecutor that's involved with Russia. I hope that I can't wait to get in front of that damn grand jury. I'm so sick of this crap. These are the damn traitors that hate the country. They're the ones selling us out. We're the American patriots. So's Trump. I'm sick of it. Sorry, I just, Roger, this is a real blow-up. I'm going to stop now. Go ahead.
I know. Believe me, I know how you feel. I just verbalize it in a different way. Look, the whole thing is we've lost sight of the fact that there is no Russian.
The prosecutor is a goddamn Russian agent. Excuse me, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop there. Dude, they've got Hillary's former bag lady at the Foundation for Uranium One running the prosecution. It's hilarious if it wasn't so sick. These people are crazy. They have no shame. Sorry. Go ahead, Roger.
True. And they see things that aren't there. So if you read Jerry's book, there's an email between Jerry and me in which Jerry tells me that Podesta's emails have been stolen. But there is no such email. I've read the email in question. It doesn't say anything close to that. So these people get their exercise.
Listen, let's just say it privately about Corsi. About a year ago, I said, I got to let him go. He's crazy. Because on the phone and to everything, he started believing all this QAnon crap. He started saying he was talking to the president when he wasn't. And I'm going to leave it at that. And he just is out to lunch, man. The guy has had a stroke or something. One day he can talk normal. The next day he doesn't know what planet he's on. I heard there's a demon involved named Rum. Sorry, go ahead.
It's very hard to figure out why he's all over the place. I do think he's drinking. He has a tendency to break down into tears.
Oh, you think he's drinking when we had to carry him out of the Palm Steakhouse?
Well, I could not distinguish. I mean, his interview yesterday with OAN was brilliant. Today he's saying the exact opposite in print. There's a total inconsistency there. Look, it's more of the same. Bottom line, no Russian collusion, no WikiLeaks collaboration, no advanced knowledge of these Fakakta Podesta emails. So what is it this about? Now we're down to these tiny nitpicking perjury stuff? Oh, you were wearing a blue tie that day, but you said it was red? So, I mean, this has reached an absurd point.
They and it's run by a guy up to his eyeballs in real Russian collusion with a strategic uranium weapons stockpile. And the damn prosecutor literally is Hillary's bagwoman. This would be like if I was a Jew at Nuremberg and they were saying that I was going to prison for helping Hitler when I'd been persecuted. And then Hitler's the judge. I mean, why not make Hitler the judge at Nuremberg, Roger?
Well, let's hope that Matthew Whitaker, the acting attorney general, is listening, because he is the man who can put an end to this entire charade. Millions of dollars, 2 years of wasted time, no evidence of Russian collusion, because it's a distraction. It's a distraction from the crimes of the Obamas and the Clintons. It's a distraction from the fact that they used the power of the state to surveil Donald Trump's campaign for president.
All because that little ugly weasel Podesta is pissed that we blocked the heir apparent, Her Highness Wartface, from getting into power so she could really rape the hell out of this country. We've got our reporters on the border, Roger, but I'm going to come back with 5 more minutes to you. I'm going to let you host so I'm not here, because I won't be able to stop talking. I want to know about the stupid Manafort meeting with Julian Assange, who we're supposedly all in cahoots with, so he would never give us the time of day. InfoWars.com! Ah!
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, the most demonized, most lied about talk show host in the country. Our president is under attack, and Roger Stone is with us. DrudgeReport.com has top link to this radio/TV transmission right now, which I appreciate Drudge doing. Obviously, Roger Stone's top linked on DrudgeReport.com with his statement that if the president could just be left alone to fix the country, he would not run again. which I agree with. But then now we've got Manafort supposedly meeting with Assange. Already the London Guardian is backpedaling, changing their article, saying now they're not sure. That story's up on ZeroHedge.com. We have got this bizarreness with Dr. Jerome Corsi, who has worked for InfoWars until about 8 months ago. And I don't want to say mean things about Corsi, but I have experienced him basically what I would call dementia. I'm just going to be nice and leave it at that. And let's just stop there. But my security guys had to literally put him in his hotel bed. They called me and said, we should call an ambulance. We believe he stopped breathing. I checked on him some more and said, no, let's just stand by. But I had to have people go check on him. Okay. So this is the stuff I'm dealing with, and I don't want to sit here and bring all this out on air. But I called Roger up, and I said, I got to let him go because of this and all the rest of it. He's been a very talented guy, great patriot. But now to have him supposedly in a book he's written that's coming out about how he's with the president and Stone, and he's getting documents, and he had a cover story with Stone after he's been all over the news denying this and saying he wouldn't lie, this is crazy. And then you get the Manafort thing. So, Roger, you've got the floor for the next 8 minutes till we go to break. And then my reporters are on the ground in Mexico. We're going to go to them live. And I know you've got to go to an interview. But for the world, here's your statement on, I think this Corsi thing's front and center. And then obviously then this Manafort thing, this supposed a meeting from the unreputable CNN and London Guardian. So, Roger, set the record straight. The world is listening right now.
Sure.
And you know the White House follows Drudge live time. So the president will probably watch this. So what's your message to Trump? What's your message on record?
Well, first of all, let's address the question of the president running for re-election. I think it is possible that he could be so successful in turning this country around in the next 2 years, if there are anything like the last 2 years, he may have achieved his agenda. He may be able to just ride off into the sunset as one of America's greatest presidents. That's all I was saying. Secondarily, the whole notion that Jerry Corsi and I concocted some cover story because my tweet of August 21st, the Podesta's time in the barrel was controversial, is false. That didn't require any cover story. There was no congressional investigation. There was no Mueller investigation, and my tweet wasn't controversial until 6 weeks later. Everything I said before the House Intelligence Committee that my tweet was based on research done by Jerry Corsi into the Russian business activities of the Podestas, all available from public sources, stands because it was truthful and correct then, and it is truthful and correct now. What's amazing, Alex, is what federal prosecutors can get you to do under extreme pressure. Of course, he said repeatedly that he was being squeezed to adhere to a narrative that he didn't agree with, that wasn't true. Now suddenly he says, well, he took use immunity to testify against me. I know the truth. The truth is there is no Russian collusion. There is no WikiLeaks collaboration. There still is no proof whatsoever that I received anything from WikiLeaks or Guccifer or the Russians or anyone else, including allegedly stolen or hacked emails, and passed them on to Donald Trump and the Trump campaign. So why Jerry Corsi has a joint defense agreement with the president is a question for Jerry Corsi. If he passed something on to the president, I don't know about it. If he had got some documents, I'm unaware of it. Well, it's just that simple. And now I'm Paul Manafort. If Paul Manafort met with Julian Assange in March of 2016, there would be surveillance camera video. There would be documentation in the log where you have to sign in. The Guardian admits that there is neither. And Paul Manafort never met with Julian Assange in 2016. If he did, he certainly didn't mention it to me. This smells of fake news.
Well, I'm going to pull that clip up of Joy Behar earlier this year going, yay, General Flynn admits that they're all Russian agents. Trump's going to prison. Yay. All lies, all a hoax from ABC News put out on The View, put out by a disgraced reporter, Ross. And it's the same crud over and over again. The reason I'm so angry is, as you know, you've talked to people that have been there, your lawyer, others at the grand jury. They're bringing me up all the time. That's how I know. This is to infinity horse manure, and then I haven't gone on record, but several times I've been approached by prominent people literally saying, you know, the Russians want to give you money and crap, and then it leads right back to the neocons, right back to Mueller, right back to a national security letter, and I've gotten it all to the highest levels, I'll say that. And so I have had enough of this crap. And it's Robert Mueller who's the agent with the tarmac and the uranium. It's Hillary. It's the prosecutor they have, Hillary's former head of her lawyer for her foundation, that oversaw all this crud. It's insane. It's like having Al Capone raised from the dead and then come sit in an organized crime trial over me when I have no criminal record. It's like Hitler presiding as the chief judge at Nuremberg and then sending Jews to the gas chambers. It's upside down bizarro world, Roger.
Well, and it's exactly why they want to shut InfoWars down. They want to make sure that we don't have a platform to expose exactly what you just said. They don't want anyone pointing out that the Russian collusion delusion is a distraction from the real crimes of the Obamas and the Clintons, crimes pertaining to surveillance, crimes pertaining to their sale of our uranium reserves. So you're right. It's a Kafka-esque Alice in Wonderland world where the people who should be being prosecuted are doing the prosecuting.
Well, I mean, listen, half my family fought the Russians and did all sorts of stuff. And the government knows that. They know that I'm not involved with foreign governments. But then they are, and then they turn it around on us, and I want Trump and Whitaker to take the gloves off. And it's not because I'm scared of these people. I'm scared for the country, man. Well, these people are trash. Now, let's the minutes we have left. Your message to President Trump about what you think he should do. You said 2 years ago at the inauguration, illegal FISA, go after him on that. All of this stuff, Comey lying to Congress. I mean, these people, we have them red-handed.
Devin Nunes said this 2 days ago. It was widely covered. President has information in his hands that he could declassify that would blow the entire cover on the Mueller, Obama, Clinton efforts to hijack the election and illegally and unconstitutionally use the surveillance power of the state. If he will simply declassify these documents, it will be Barack Obama's time in the barrel.
Now, you told me weeks ago about that Nunes situation. I know you have high-level congressional contacts. You said don't go with it yet. Now, I didn't even know Nunes had gone public, so that's good news. What is Trump waiting for? He needs to fire at will politically. He needs to launch the torpedoes. Rounding speed. Let's go.
It's interesting that in the British press, there's a great deal of coverage over the fact that the government of the UK is really trying to pressure Trump not to declassify these documents, claiming that it shows their sources and methods. What it will really show is they were working with the Obama administration to spy on Donald Trump and his campaign. That is what is holding this up. Mr. President, ignore the Brits. Ignore the Australians. Declassify the information. Let the American people see who the real criminals are.
Because they're coming for you. They're coming. They have to discredit the nationalism. They're never going to leave you alone. They're going to sabotage the economy. You know what? I know Trump's going to do it. I know that's why they're so scared of Whitaker trying to undermine him right now. And we just have to be men, and we have to take action. So basically, everything we're seeing is bull. Manafort didn't meet with Assange. They're already backpedaling. Corsi bragging about stuff that didn't go on has got himself in deep doo-doo with Mueller. And that's something we know Corsi started doing. And I'll just leave it at that. I mean, Corsi couldn't get his press passes. I had to get them through my sources. And sources right here close to home. I'll just leave it at that. And I don't want to badmouth Corsi, but the point is he's been proven to be all over the map now and being deceitful. And I told you my instinct was, Roger, that he got his ass hot in a crack making crap up with all his writings and his QAnon crap. And that he was going to throw you overboard, and you're like, oh, no, he's a good guy. I think I'm just really upset. God bless you, Roger. We'll learn more as this unfolds. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, StoneColdTruth.com. We'll be back with our reporters on the border. Stay with us. And more in the war room today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. What incredible information with Dr. Jerome Corsi in a book he's written coming out. Daily Caller reporting this, that he and Roger were basically working with WikiLeaks and had cover stories and were working with Trump. Good God. And I guess they could then had concocted this story where he kept saying, I will testify, I won't testify, I will plea, I won't plea, I won't lie, I won't lie, so that when it comes out, it sounds believable? Or is Corsi just out of his mind? Or is the Daily Caller lying and this didn't happen? Talk about sensational. Meanwhile, Trump knows that General Motors has made record profits and never paid the U.S. government back for the tens of billions Obama gave them. And what do? They lay off a bunch of people at an Ohio plant they're going to close. And Kudlow, his chief advisor, was just pointing out, Trump may take away the subsidies that GM has. Yeah, how about you pay back all the money you got in the bailout? And how about you don't buy back a bunch of your stock and pay yourself, these executives, $10, $20, $30 million bonuses? These people are jerks. And they're a bunch of globalists and a bunch of leftists. And there's our president acting like a real blue-collar, classic Democrat, saying you need to get your ass in there and keep that factory open. You've got plenty of orders. What is your, and stop making your parts in China. And their answer is, you're being mean to us. These people make me sick. These globalists go out of their way to piss on this nation. And where are the labor unions? Where are all the Democrats thanking him for jobs and sticking up for America and wages going up? No, they don't care. They just want to call him a racist and feel good. Idiots. Now, our reporters, Greg Reese and Krug, are down at the U.S. side of the border. They've been back and forth in Mexico, and they've got some bombshell insider intel in the next 2 days that they're going to assault with a bigger force. It's just been a probe. Greg did a very important report that's up on Infowars.com titled Breaking Imminent Invasion at U.S. Southern Border. The first attack Sunday was just a probe. And so, Greg Reese, great job, you and Drew. Of course, Trump has closed some of those border bridges. Tell us what you see there.
Well, we've been spending our time here around the border, and it's interesting because just a couple days ago, hundreds were trying to illegally pass, and tear gas is blown off. But last night and today, it's business as usual. It's rather quiet. And we've been talking to a lot of the people passing through the border. Most of them don't speak English. And thanks to our InfoWars translator down here, we've been able to speak to a lot of them. And they all feel the same way, basically. They all feel that they're upset with the migrants. They're upset how it's been impeding on their personal lives. One woman we spoke to was stuck over in America. She's a Mexican, and she couldn't cross back over because of the shenanigans happening on Sunday. A lot of them expressed their support for Trump and what President Trump is doing. One woman was saying how she's just sick of people talking about wanting free stuff and how people need to understand that they need to work for what they earn. And so what we're hearing is just common sense from the other side of the border, the same way that a lot of Americans feel and a lot of people everywhere in the world feels. So it's been refreshing to get that perspective.
Now, I know we're going to have you hook up with some folks on both sides of the border. We've got military contacts, ICE contacts, and Mexican contacts that are very trusted. And I'm not going to say operationally what you guys are going to be doing, but we've been told by three different sources now that they expect in 2 to 3 days, and that was yesterday, so that means the next 2 days, for the main group that's over 10,000, they now believe it's already shown up. It was 2,000 a couple weeks ago, 5,000 this weekend, and that they expect 10,000 plus to try to rush, and that they want images of children getting hurt to then blame Trump. And that's the narrative the media is putting out. Not illegal aliens coming up from other countries. A lot of these kids are kidnapped. The president is correct. They're using them as human shields. But the whole corporate press is saying the president's a liar. And then I guess he's supposed to capitulate and just say the border's totally open. Anybody that wants to come here, Alexandra Cortez is out there saying the very same thing. What's your view on that, Greg Reese, and what are the locals telling you?
Well, yeah, the around the election time when this caravan started, I thought it was an election stunt. And maybe it's because I didn't want to accept the reality of it. But now it seems very clear that what we're about to get here is what's happened in Europe and Germany and Sweden and France. It seems very clear that that's about to be what happens. We're meeting up with one of our sources later this afternoon who's going to fill us up on some of the latest intel from Tijuana side. And that's what she's telling us, is that it was a test, Sunday was a test, and that they're planning a much bigger invasion. It seems like Sunday was just a probe. And you can clearly see it with the mainstream media. There's only one picture I think I've seen of any women and children, and that's the one that they're running with on the mainstream media, talking about tear gassing people. It's crazy that we're actually seeing this happen in real time in our own country now.
And, of course, and we will be crop that photo for everybody and don't show that it was a staged photo of the woman with the kids. But I guess it's less staged than, you know, Trump standing over a little girl taking her away from her mommy like we saw last year, which wasn't true either.
Well, we got a lot of the same, a lot of the Mexicans over here were saying Trump's doing the right thing, and they appreciate what Trump's doing, and they don't want the migrants there either. They want their lives back. They don't want all the extra danger and basically an invading army camping out in their town right now in Tijuana, causing all kinds of mayhem, child smuggling, all kinds of real bad stuff's going on.
Well, of course, in the UN, one of its side businesses is child smuggling and women they kidnap. You just type in UN caught kidnapping women and children. They do it all over the world. Hillary's involved. Her foundation's involved. I mean, this is what they're doing. And then, of course, even the Washington Post and New York Times would admit thousands of children that got smuggled in that Obama let in without IDs were taken and sold into slavery, sex slavery, sweatshops, you name it. That's all mainstream news. Here, let me show TV viewers, radio listeners, I'll read it to you. Here's the Washington Post 2 years ago. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers. Senate report. U.S. border chief, caravan used women, children as human shields before rocking agents, which is a fact. Donald Trump warns of migrant grabbers of children at the border. Media attacking. U.S. placed immigrant children with traffickers, report says. New York Times. One independent. 100 children grabbed by the caravan. Goes on and on and on. But Cortez never talks about that. Oh, no, no. No. Report reveals shame of UN peacekeepers and child sex rings. The Guardian. AP exclusive. UN child sex ring left victims but no arrest. Thousands missing, hundreds dead. Dead children. UN sex trafficking whistleblower. 80% of Central American women and girls raped crossing into the U.S. in Mexico. Not by America. Not by Don Johnson and Robert Rodriguez's machete. Machete only acts like a tough, you know, boxer, you know, vato guy. He doesn't get out there and he doesn't actually, talk about how the women are getting murdered down there. They just glorify the cartels and glorify with Robert Rodriguez and his Obama money to put out race-based politics. And then they show Don Johnson shooting a Mexican woman in the gut. No, no, how it works is the Mexican women get raped and murdered by the Mexicans. And see, that's what goes on. But see, we're not supposed to say that, Greg Reese. We're supposed to say America's bad because a big, fat, evil, racist pig like Robert Rodriguez, raised by liberal white people who gave him the money for school and everything, and then he pisses all over it. I don't know him. And hates white people and is now a vicious, hateful, racist pig. A big, fat guy worth $100 million who pisses all over America. What a piece of crap. What do you say to that?
Well, this is when we need to really start hammering it out, Alex, because right now they're using crazy Orwellian psychological warfare on us, using the term globalism as if it's some type of utopia. But anyone who's critically thinking can look at this and see it's exactly the opposite. It's completely upside down world. And, you know, thanks to all of our fans and our audience for spreading the links, we're actually really starting to break through. We don't have NGOs supporting us. You know, we have boots on the ground here right at the border. We have a translator with us. We're meeting up with multiple sources. We're going to be going into the border. We couldn't do any of this without our fans. Infowarsstore.com. We couldn't appreciate more for all of our fans and our audience going to InfoWarsStore.com to help support us.
You know, Greg, I'm glad you say that. Let's do 5 more minutes and Watson takes over. I should be pointing out, I need to hire more reporters like you and Drew. I need bigger teams. I'm sending reporters somewhere I can't mention right now, and that's all we've got. We need more money. We need to hire more people. We need to get funding. And right now we have Cyber Week sales, the extended Black Friday, biggest sales ever. Everything must go, clearance sale. Cyber Week, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points from 5 to 10%. The Alexa Pure Pro, incredible, never had a deal like that, $127. That's absolutely to clear it out for the end of the year so they don't get hit with inventory tax. That is an amazing system. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I kind of went wild earlier with the Corsi thing because, you know, he's acting like, oh, I'm not going to lie for Mueller. And then now we learn he's written a book just full of absolute Alice in Wonderland fantasy world. And so it looks like Mueller finally found somebody who will just make up whatever they want. I mean, I hope that's not the case, but my God, they'll probably say I'm married to Vladimir Putin, which I'm not.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.